Until very recently, Bobby Kessinger had long, luxurious, flowing chestnut locks. Her hair went all the way past her knees. After she found a lump and was diagnosed with breast cancer in October, she says she asked 3 times if they were sure she'd lose her hair during cancer treatment.
And they said yes. Each time it was yes. So I said, you know what, I'm going to take the first stand and beat it to the punch, I guess.
So she shaved it all off. It was a way of taking control, Kessinger says, but she started a movement of sorts. Her husband shaved his head, too, and some friends, and some of the seniors who come to the center every day, and her co-workers, including her boss, Leisha Kelly King. Kelly King says a couple of them had told Kessinger early on that they would join her if she decided to shave her head, but they didn't expect so many others to join in.
There were 9 of us that shaved our heads for Bobby on the same day. It was a wonderful party. Everyone in the center got involved. Whether they shaved their heads or not, they were cheering her on. And I think making Bobby realize that she's not alone, that there are lots of people that love her and support her.
Kelly King says many of the seniors who come to Rendezvous depend on Kessinger to help them with various tasks, and she goes way beyond her job description to provide that help. And now they're showing their gratitude, providing emotional support during Kessinger's cancer treatment. So how does it feel to go from Rapunzel-length hair to a buzz cut?
Actually feels good. I mean, it's easy to take care of. You know, I keep telling myself, I should have done this years ago. What was I thinking? The only thing is the getting used to the, getting it acclimated, I guess, getting used to the outside, you know, a little chilly.
Kelly King agrees it's colder without hair, adding that it feels particularly weird in the shower. They also get looks and questions.
It's funny when somebody comes in here and there's several of us here and we all have shaved heads, people's eyes go like, what kind of weird cult is this?
But that gives Kessinger an opportunity to spread a message. She wants to encourage people to get regular checkups.
I don't go to the doctor. It took me 20 years to go. And it took this to go to the doctor. So mammograms, you only have to get every 2 years, so, and it's nothing, you know, a little squeeze here and there, but it could really, you could catch it early.
Kessinger says her first mammogram was October 31st, Halloween. She showed up dressed as Pippi Longstocking. Kelly King says another message they want to spread is let people help. So many times, she says, people facing cancer or any hardship don't want to reveal it, even to loved ones.
You need to let people care about you and show you what they, how they feel about you. And I just am very grateful that Bobby's letting us do that.
Kessinger faces 16 weeks total of chemotherapy, followed by a lumpectomy. How that goes will determine the next steps. No matter what, though, she knows her friends are there for her. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.